We're grateful for your humility that you would come as a child in order to teach us and love us and save us.
你来是个谦卑的小孩，让我们知道怎么样去爱。
And we ask that you continue to come to us each day and to teach us.
继续来到我们当中教导我们。
And to help us love others and to love you.
怎么样去爱别人，也怎么样去爱你。
And we also look forward to the one day when you will come from heaven down to earth again.
我们也希望你早日从天上再来。
And you will restore us and you will restore the world to how you intend it to be.
来恢复世界上的秩序。
And we just ask today that you be with us in our celebration of you.
与我们同在，因为我们庆祝你的同在。
And we ask that you open our hearts to the word that you have for us today.
敞开我们的心灵，聆听你的话语。
In Jesus' name, we ask this. Amen.
我们祈祷奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen. You can be seated, please. So many of you are probably familiar with the Christian hymn "Down to the River to Pray."
许多人都熟悉圣诗《到河边祷告》。
And its words are, "As I went down to the river to pray, studying about the good old way and." Who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way.
我到河边祷告，学习古旧的善行，和谁会穿戴圣袍与冠冕？真善的神引导我的道路。
And the good old way in this hymn is the way of those who follow Jesus.
古善的善行指的是追随耶稣。
And Jesus began his public ministry with his baptism in a river, the Jordan River.
他的公共事工起源于在约旦河受浸。
And when he emerged from the river, he heard the voice of God saying, "You are my beloved son. With you, I am well pleased."
当他从洪水浸里后出来，天上有神的声音说，你是我的爱子，蒙我喜悦。
And Jesus actually calls us to enter the river and experience the full love of God.
同样的，耶稣要我们入河受浸，来经历神完全的爱。
And God says that we are His beloved sons and daughters.
我们都是神心爱的子女。
And so we are going to start with the parable about rivers.
让我从一个河水的预言来开讲。
So what's the most dependable thing about a river? It's that when you enter it, you get wet.
河水最可靠的之处是下水，我们一定会浸湿。
And it doesn't matter if you planned on going into the river or you fell in. Either way, you get wet.
不管是自己下水或跌下水，一定是全湿。
It doesn't matter if it's your first time in the river or you've been in a river many times before. You get completely wet either way.
百试不爽，一定全湿。
And no matter how many times you've been to the river, you always get wet.
不管你去几次，还是会全湿。
You don't run out of turns with the river. It's not as if the more time you enter, you get less and less wet.
不见得你进入的次数多了，你就会比较不湿。
And the river it soaks you completely every time you enter.
你只要进去，一定是会全身浸湿。
Doesn't matter if you enter the river alone at night or in the day with other people, you get wet.
不管白天黑夜，单独或有伴，一定全湿。
And it doesn't matter if you enter the river briefly or for hours, or how long or short you've traveled to be at the river.Or whether you're a man or a woman, young or old, you get wet every time you enter the river.
男女老少，时间长短，只要进入河，一定会全湿。
You could say that this is the graciousness of the river. It always makes you wet.
全湿可以说是河水给你的恩典。
And this is the same with the love of God.
这个就像神对我们的爱。
Jesus taught that you are drenched through and through with the love of the Father, which he demonstrated in his life and his death and his resurrection and ascension.
耶稣教导我们从他的生死、复活、升天来体会天父全部浸湿的爱。
But coming to the river of Christ's love is so wonderful, though, that people begin to build ceremonies around it and write books around it and build beautiful structures around where you enter the river and make rules about how you should best enter the river.
既然耶稣的河水是多美妙，人类开始把浸礼仪式化，著书建坛。
And we elevate scholars who are well versed in the theology of entering the river to instruct people on how and when to enter the river.
甚至有所谓的浸礼学者送人推崇，教导你怎么样进入河水。
And in fact, communities that enter the river can become so content talking about entering the river and sipping on bottled river water that they never go into the river anymore.
所以附近河水的社区甚至卖瓶装水，上我们就是说饮水就可以了，不必真正到水里头浸礼。
And the desire to elevate the sacredness of entering the river can often get in the way of actually entering the river.
仪式化、圣洁化，反而失去了真正进入河水的意义。
And if we're not careful, our ministries and our books and our institutions can actually get in the way of experiencing God's love.
如果我们不小心，我们的事工、书籍、机构反而会阻拦我们体会神的爱。
And this is especially true for those who serve in ministry.
特别是有事工的人。
It's easy to become so immersed in learning about God and talking about God's love that we never fully stop and experience it ourselves.
我们有时太专注学习讨论神的爱，反而没空静心全然的体会神的爱。
So how do we get back to the beauty of just soaking in the river of God's love?
怎样才能回归到浸湿在神的爱中的美妙？
Well, I was reading 1 John one day and the Lord showed me four ways that he demonstrates his love to us, and then four habits that we can practice to remain in God's love.
当我在读经约翰一书的时候，神启示我，他用四种方式显示他的爱，和如何培养浸湿他爱中的习惯。
And this is what 1 John says, for chapter 4, verses 9 through 10, it says, this is how God showed his love for us. God sent his only son into the world so that we might live through him.This is the kind of love we're talking about. Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God.
约翰一书四章九到十节，神差他独生爱子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
So the cross proves God's love for you.
十字架证明神对你的爱。
God loved us and he sent his son Jesus.
神爱我们，遣送爱子耶稣。
He cleared away our sins, which are the attitudes and the actions that separate us from God.
他清理我们的罪，包括我们的态度和行动，使我们与神隔离。
He restored the damage that was done to our relationship with God.
他修改我们与神的关系。
And we now live through him.
经由他，我们得以生存。
And this passage in 1 John shows us these four actions that we can take to draw us into deeper relationship with God.
这些经文指示我们四种行动，让我们更深入神的爱。
So first, to soak in the river of God's love, we have to respond to God's love.
首先浸浴在神的爱河中，我们要回应神的爱。
In this passage we just read, it says,Not that we once upon a time loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son.
我们刚刚读过的经文，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And this is the first way that God demonstrates his love for us. He cleared a path to the river. He cleared a path from our sin and allows us to come through him.
这是第一种方式，神展现他对我们的爱，他清理一条去河边的道路。
So what do we do? We respond.
我们要怎么做呢？我们要回应。
And as we approach Christmas, let's remember that Jesus coming into the world was not prompted by humankind first loving God.
圣诞将至，我们要记住，基督来到世间不是因为我们先爱神。
Instead, it was prompted by God first loving us.
而是神先爱世人。
And we have to move and respond and move towards God's love.In response to the way he loved us.
所以我们必须走向神来回应他对我们的爱。
See, God made the first move. He was loving, he lived, he died, and he rose, and now he empowers us to respond to his loving actions.
神先有行动，经由耶稣的爱、生活、死亡、复活，给我们有力量去回应爱的行动。
Paul wrote in Romans 5:10 that our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son while we were still enemies.
使徒保罗在罗马书讲到，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死， 得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的生得救了。
So our response to this type of love is that we have to love God with everything we've got.
所以我们要用所有的一切来回应神的爱。
And as Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind.
就像耶稣对他说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
This means that you love God with every fiber of your being.
要用全身的一切纤维来爱主。
So I mentioned that there's four ways God demonstrates his love and four practices that we can use to respond.
我提到四个方式来应用，怎么样回应。
And like four rungs on a ladder, these four practices elevate our awareness and our reception to the love of God.
这个就好像梯子的四阶，提升我们认知与接受神的爱。
And the first practice is scripture reading.
第一个方式是读经。
And by scripture reading, I don't mean quickly reading through the entire Bible in one year.
并不是走马看花，一年读完。
But instead, we're talking about a careful, slow reading on God's Word, where you concentrate fully on what you're reading.
而是谨慎研读，全心专注。
Because like food to our body, reading the Scripture is our spiritual nourishment.
如同饮食对身体，读经是属灵的营养。
And reading Scripture is the primary way, the foundational way that we hear about who God is and how much He loves us.
是我们听到神他多爱我们的主要途径。
So just like how you might listen to a friend when they're bearing their heart to you, we read slowly and attentively in order to remain open to how God is speaking to us through His Word.
就像好友交心密谈，我们读经要慢慢来，要专注，才可以打开心灵，从经文听到神向我们说话。
You know, when a friend speaks to us, if we're distracted by our own thoughts or our own agenda, we won't be able to hear what they're really saying.
如果分心不放下自我的意念和想法，我们就会有听没有到。
And we can only hear our friend's words when we're letting go of our own preoccupations and we're listening closely.
只有放弃自我，专心，才可以真正听到朋友的说话。
And this is the same way when you read the Word of God.
所以我们读经的时候也是同样的。
We must read with a receptive openness so that we actually hear what God is saying through His Word.
所以我们要有接受敞开的心，才能从经文中听到神真正在说什么。
And we need to do this every day.
而且要天天做。
This is how you form your relationship. It's the foundation of your relationship with God.
这是跟神关系的基础。
So after we respond to God's love through Jesus, then the next thing we must do is we must remain in God's love.
回应以后，再来就是要停留在神的爱里。
Our very life is in God's love.
我们的生命来自神的爱。
And we go back to 1 John, he says, He loved us and sent His Son as a sacrifice to clear away our sins and the damage they've done to our relationship with God. Oh, there's no translation.
所以神差他的爱子来清除我们的罪，破坏了与我们的关系，清除了一条路。
So Jesus clears a path.Back to God, and we respond by walking down that path.
所以他清出了一条路，让我们回应走回神的爱。
And once we come back to the love of God by walking down that path, we stay there.
而且可以停留在那里。
We remain in God's love.
所以我们停留在神的爱里。
Jesus used the picture of a grapevine to explain this. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine." Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
When a branch is connected to the main vine, it gets all of the resources it needs to flourish.
枝子接在葡萄树上，可以得到所有滋长的资源。
But when a branch is cut off, it withers and dies because it no longer has the resources it needs for life.
切下的枝子枯萎坏死，因为没有资源来维生。
And in our lives, when the crises come, when the challenges come, like a harsh wind and a hot sun,It's easy to forget that we're still connected to the vine.
生命的危机如同强风烈日，很容易让我们忘记自己连接在葡萄树上。
We forget about the love and the power we're connected to, and then we look around trying to find our own resources.
忽略现有的爱与能力，试着去别处找资源。
But this verse tells us that because we're connected to Jesus, we already have everything we need.
这个经文说，我们与耶稣连结，我们已经拥有一切的所需。
So my encouragement to you guys today is that you focus on Christ instead of your crisis.
我鼓励大家定睛仰望主，不要只看危机。
You focus on Christ instead of your crisis because He has already given you everything you need.
因为主已经供应一切所需。
This is why Paul writes in Ephesians 3, I pray that from His glorious, unlimited resources, He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Then Christ will make His home in your hearts as you trust in Him, and your roots will go down into God's love and keep you strong.
所以以弗所书求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Paul is explaining in this verse that God's Spirit within you gives you access to His glorious and unlimited resources.
神的灵在里面，让你享用他荣耀与无限的资源。
And when you trust in Him and you remain in Him, your roots go down deep into His love.And then His soil and water will nourish you.
当你信靠他，停留在神里面，他的水和泥土滋润你深深扎根。
So instead of focusing on what we need, we can turn our worries into opportunities to trust God more deeply.
不必专注你的需求，把忧虑转变成更深信靠主的机会。
And we can seek out the ways that God is already loving and providing for us right now, and experience it with gratitude.
我们可以追求神的爱与供应。
And the more that we trust Christ in this way, the more we're opening our hearts to Him to give Him access to our lives.
越信靠主，越能打开心怀。
And the more that we do that, we will see His provision, and we get the strength for today by abiding in Christ, by remaining in Christ.
让主进入我们的生命，更加看到他的供应。
So this leads us to the second practice. This is the secondrung of the ladder.
下面是第二阶。
So after a careful reading of God's word, next we meditate. Paul uses the word meditate. It can actually mean a number of things, anything from a focused reading about scripture to just sitting silently in God's presence and many other practices.
默想包括专注经文、静坐在主前、任何介于两者之间的作为。
But in this case, we're using this word meditate to describe a careful reflectionon the passage of scripture you just read.
小心回想读过的经文。
So if reading the word is like taking food into your mouth, then meditating is like savoring the flavor of each bite.
就像食物进口，要细细品味，小心咀嚼。
So you read the passage, and then you just ask yourself, what does this passage mean?
对经文的意义是什么？
What is God communicating to me through it right now?
神要用它显示什么？
What are my thoughts and emotions as I read?
读经以后的意念与情感。
So we pay attention, and in this way, the scripture becomes personalized and internalized.
当我们如此专注，经文进入内心，变为你专有。
In this way, the word is speaking specifically to you for that day.
成为你个人的指示和应用。
And as the Spirit speaks to us through His word,We receive it with an open heart and begin to bring our thoughts and our emotions into alignment with what we've just read.
圣经用经文向我们说话，要打开心灵细想，把心怀意念向读经的经文看齐。
The more that you reside in Jesus, the more access you will have to His provision, and the deeper that you will come to know Him.
越常在基督里，就越常领用他的供应，也认识他更深。
And you will discover that He has a love that is powerful and is mighty to save.
会发现他的爱有救赎的大能。
You will discover that Jesus is someone that you can fully rely on.
可以完全信靠。
So 1 John 4 urges us to receive God's love, to remain in God's love, and then to rely on God's love.
所以耶翰一书第四章激励我们领受主的爱，停留在神的爱。
John wrote, God sent His Son into the world so we might live through Him.
所以使徒神差遣他的独生爱子来到世上，要使我们借着他而活。神的爱就在我们中间显明了。
And since Jesus' sacrifice redeemed us, our life is now His. We live through Him.
既然耶稣牺牲救赎我，我现在借着他而活。
We live in His power.
活在他的大能里。
And with God, you could say that the word love isn't a noun, it's a verb.
爱不是名词，而是动词。
His love is action.
他是有行动的。
And He communicates not just with words, but with deeds.
他不是只是用话语，更是用行动。
And He communicated His powerful love by first raising Christ and then raising us from our sin.
所以神的大能让基督从死里复活，也让我们由罪里复活。
See, Jesus did not die in weakness, but in power.
耶稣的死不是弱点，而是他的大能。
He willingly gave Himself over to sin and death so that He could conquer it for good.
他甘心而死，永远战胜死亡。
So He is the victor.And then we are victorious through Him.
他得胜，我们也借着他得胜。
And since we're victorious in Christ, what do we do?
既然我们在基督里得胜，我们应该如何做？
Well, we don't worry about our daily needs, but instead we rely on God to meet them.
不用担心每日所需，依靠主的供应。
Instead of worrying about our daily needs, we focus our thoughts on the things of heaven.
来专注属天的思想与事情。
This is why Jesus commands us,Therefore, do not be anxious, but seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all of these things, all the things you need, will be added to you.
所以这是耶稣的诫命，不要忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
And Paul writes in Colossians 3, Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits at the place of honor at God's right hand.Think about the things of heaven and not the things of earth.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地下的事。
So instead of thinking about your daily needs, you rely on God's power to meet them, and that frees up your mind to think about the realities of heaven.
所以我们不需要思想手边的事情，只要想神的大能。
Because God's love is such a powerful love, nothing can overcome it.
因为他的爱是无人能以胜过的。
Nothing can separate us from His love.
而且没有任何事情能把神的爱与我们分开。
And this is why Paul writes, In all these things, like any hardship that you have, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present,nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
对罗马书，然而借着爱，我们的主在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了，因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天子是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
God demonstrated His love in our victory over everything.
主显示神的爱是胜过一切。
And if God loved us enough to die for us while we were still ignorant of Him, how much more power and salvation will we experience in Him now that we're His children?
当我们还在忽视他的时候，神就为我而死。如果我们成为神的子女，那会经历更多的救恩的大能。
His love is so powerful that it triumphs over everything, and in Him, we also triumph over everything.
他的爱胜过一切，所以我们也能胜过一切。
It is a love that we can fully rely on.
我们可以完全依靠，信靠。
So I want to share a story with you that's going to help put this into perspective.
让我告诉一个故事来说明这个观点。
So one day, there's a teacher, a spiritual teacher, walking with his student, a small boy.
在阳光普照的下午，一个灵修的导师和一个小童同行。
They're walking through the savannah in Africa.
他们在一个非洲沙瓦纳城。
And the teacher is using a walking stick because he's older and his bones aren't as stronger as they used to be. But the child sees this boy as a giant.
他的筋骨不比当年，所以扶着拐杖走路。可是小童牵着他的手，好像和巨人一样走。
And today the teacher's lesson is on.The love of God the Father.
那天上课是有关天父的爱。
So he takes the boy to a field where there's usually lions resting.
他们走到狮子经常出没的区域。
And seeing a pride of lions under a tree, the teacher stops and he points to the lion who stands alone, that's watching them.
在树下看到一群猛狮瞪着他们。
And he tells the boy, imagine that God is a strong lion, and the accuser, the evil one, is a hyena.
他转向小童说，想象神是猛狮，恶魔控告者是猎狗。
And he asks the boy, tell me, can the hyena hurt the lion?
这个猎狗能伤害狮子吗？
Yes, the boy says, he can chase him, and with other hyenas, he can take him down.
可以以众击寡。
So the teacher replies, well then, let's make the lion bigger, because God is infinite. Let's make him as big as the field.
让那个猛狮大到充满全域。
But the hyena is finite. He can't grow bigger. He's still the same size. Now, can the hyena hurt the lion?
但是猎狗它不能变大，那这样它还可以伤害到这个猛狮吗？
So the boy thinks for a moment. Well, yeah, he could bite the lion's foot.
小童说他可以咬狮子的脚。
The teacher responds, well, let's make the lion even bigger. Let's make him as big as the whole savannah. Now can the hyena hurt the lion?
让狮子变到整个城那么大，还能够受伤吗？
The boy thinks for a moment. Well, maybe.
小童说还是有可能。
Well, let's make the lion as big as the whole world.And the hyena is now only a tiny speck on the field. In fact, let's make the lion as big as all of the worlds, as big as the whole universe. Now he turns to face the boy and says, can the hyena, who's just a little speck, hurt the lion?
让上帝把狮子变到大到全世界，那那个猎狗相比只是田间那个小杂物，而且让猛狮大到像全宇宙一样大。
No, the boy says.
那这个小童会怎么说呢？
And so the teacher asked him, can the hyena even threaten the lion?
他能够威胁猛狮吗？
The boy shakes his head, no.
不行。
Can the hyena even bother the lion?
还能够干扰到猛狮呢？
And the answer is plain to the boy, no.
当然不行。
So the teacher looks down at the boy and says, always remember, this is how big and powerful your father is.
老师同意的点头，低下眼光说：“永远记住，天父是多有大能。”
The only thing that's bigger than his power is his love for you, because God is love, and you are his child.
唯一更大的是他的爱，因为你是他的子女。
And the hyena can only bother those who don't know how big God is.
猎狗只能干扰不知道自己身份的人。
So your problems and challenges may seem big to you, but to God they're just teeny tiny.
你的问题挑战看来很大，但在神眼中是微不足道。
And they may threaten you, but they don't threaten God one bit.
只能威胁你，不能威胁他。
And so we can rely on God's love and power when we have our problems.
所以我们有问题的时候，就要信靠主的爱和他的大能。
So what do we do if worrying about our problems doesn't solve anything? What do we do instead?
既然担心解决不了问题，那我们应该怎么做呢？
Instead, we bring all of our problems to God, who is bigger.
我们把所有的问题交给大能的主。
So our first practice was to read the word. Then we sit with the word and let it work into our hearts.
所以第一个应用方式是读经，让经文在心中，让主做工。
And our third practice, the third rung of the ladder, is prayer.
第三个阶梯是祷告。
So prayer is your response to God's word.
就是在回想、回应读经的结果。
This is where you come to God and you say what response you've had after you've read His word and you've meditated upon it.
在读经默想中有什么回应向主诉说呢？
You enter a conversation with Him.
跟主谈话。
You may want to express love and gratitude. You may ask for a deeper sense of His spirit within you.
也许 表达爱与感恩，也许圣灵带更深入你的心。
You may have needs that the scripture brings into your mind, needs for God's power, needs for helping fulfilling what you've read.
或是经文提醒你的需要，应用神的大能来供应你或是他人的所需。
You may have unfulfilled needs in your own life, or you may be praying for the needs of others.
你可以为自己，也可以为大人、别人祷告。
But whatever comes to mind, you bring that into the conversation that you're having with God.
所以凡事都要与神交通。
You bring it to Him, trusting that He's bigger than all of your needs and problems and will provide for you when you seek Him.
信靠他的问题和需要，他比我们的问题跟需要都大，只要求他一定供应。
Because you're already victorious in Christ.
因为我们已经在基督里得胜有余。
And lastly, because Jesus proved his love through coming to earth and then dying, rising, and ascending, we rejoice in God's love.
最后，因为耶稣在十字架上提供他的爱为我们舍身，我们可以在神的爱中喜乐。
The incarnation and the cross prove just how much God loves each one of us.
耶稣道成肉身，证明神对我们的爱。
This is why John says, this is how God showed his love for us. God sent his son into the world.
曾遣他的独生爱子来到世上，使我们借着他而活。
This is what we celebrate at Christmas time.
这个就是我们要为什么庆祝圣诞节。
God sending his son into the world.
庆祝神是他的爱子来到我们世间这个行动。
But it's important to remember that this is only the beginning of God's rescue mission.
这个只是神救赎任务的开始。
That God became flesh as Jesus is amazing enough because it means that we have a Savior who understands us, what it is to be human, and all of our joys and all of our fears.
道成肉身已经够奇妙，证明救主了解我们身为凡人的喜怒哀乐。
But God didn't stop at becoming flesh. He also became sin.
他不单单成为肉身，也是成为我们的罪。
And his whole life was leading up to this moment at the cross.
所以他的一生就是向着十字架走。
And this is why Paul writes in Philippians 2, though he, Jesus, was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God.And he died a criminal's death on the cross.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And this is why there's so much rejoicing at the birth of Christ, because God came to save us, to do what we couldn't do for ourselves.
因为神来到世界上就是救赎我们，因为这是我们自己做不到的。
In Isaiah 7 we read, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。
And this name Emmanuel, it can mean God with us, but it can also mean God as us.
以马内利是神与我们同在，或者是神和我们一样。
And in Jesus, we have a Savior that didn't just come to live a good life and teach us morals.
他来到世上不是享受，或者是教导是对是非善恶。
Instead, he came as one of us. He lived as one of us. He died as one of us, all for us.
而是成为我们的一份子，向我们一起生活，而且为我们死亡。
And at the cross, he rescued us from ourselves.
在十字架上拯救我们的罪。
This is how big God's love is.
这个就是神对我们的大爱。
And this is why we must rejoice at the enormity of this love.
使我们能在神的大爱中喜乐。
Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3 is that you may have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, and how long, and how high, and how deep.His love is, and that you may experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully, that you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God.
使徒保罗在以弗所书里头提到，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是胜于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
See, more than once in his letters to the churches, Paul.Admonishes us to try to understand the love of God.
不止一次，保罗训示我们要试着去了解神的爱。
But he also admits that it's actually something that's far beyond what we can actually comprehend.
但他也了解神的爱远超过我们可以理解的。
And it's something that we can barely wrap our minds around.
有的时候是很难以体会。
But that's actually good because it means that his love is bigger and better than what we can actually imagine.
但这就是表示他的爱是远超过我们能够理解的。
I found someone's paraphrase of Ephesians of the same verse that I want to read to you.
有位作者解释这个经文。
The love of God is an ocean, and no line can sound its depths.
神的爱像汪洋，深不可测，无边无际。
It is a sky of unknown dimensions, and no flying machine can reach its heights.
像穹苍，飞不到尽头。
It is a continent of unexplored distance, and no tape can measure its length.
像没有探讨过的大陆与国际，没法测量长宽。
It is a width of unsurpassed country, and no survey can find its boundary.
就像没有测量国土的长宽。
It is a mine of wealth, and no delving can estimate or exhaust its riches.
像丰盛的矿，充满挖不尽的财宝。
It is a pole of attraction which no explorer can discover.
像探险家没法发现的地极。
And the love of God is a forest of beauty, and no botanist can find and describe its variety and glory.
神的爱是美丽的森林，种类远超过植物学家能够形容的。
So what do you do with a love that's so grand that you can't even find the ends of it?
所以对这无边无际的大爱，我们应该如何做呢？
Well, this is the fourth rung of the ladder. It's contemplation.
这个是第四个阶段，我们要思考。
So as you read and meditate and pray on the word, you will get to a point in your time with God where you come to the end of what you as a person can actually do.
当你读经、默想、祷告，有的时候会到穷尽的地步。
We come to the end of our abilities and our understanding, and we remain poised in prayer on the third rung of the ladder, waiting for God to act in and through us.
我们能力不足，理解有限，所以要平心祷告，等神的行动从我们的身上完成。
As the psalm says, "Be still and know that I am God." We sit silently in the presence of God.
诗篇曾经告诉我们，你们要休息，要知道我的神，静候神的同在。
We do this realizing that sometimes words and thoughts aren't enough, and they're not even useful if we have a close relationship.
我们要了解，有时话语和思路在深入的关系中是不需要的，有时也是没用的。
So you sit in contemplation at God's love and His presence in your life.
所以在神的无言中，我们可以得到满足与平安。
And you let your time and His word and in prayer just sink into you.
让经文和祷告沉入。
And you rejoice in the fact that the God of the universe, abounding in love, and He desires to meet you when you seek Him.
对神的爱充满宇宙，感到喜乐，只要寻求就可以遇到。
This is a moment of oneness with God.
这个就是与神合一的时刻。
And as it passes at the end of your time, you are changed.
当这个时刻过去之后，你会改变。
Contemplating the presence of God actually helps you recognize that God is present right now in all of your daily life.
发现神存在生活中以前我们没有注意到的地方。
You're left with the understanding that God is always beside you, always uniting Himself to you through all of your ordinary little daily experiences.
明白神永远与我们生命中每时每刻同在。
You just have to pause and be still so that you can see this.
只要停下静心。就可以看到神。
And although the moments that we notice God's presence come and go, we also realize that God never really goes anywhere.
有时我们不感到神的同在，但是他是永在的。
It's really only our awareness of Him that comes and goes.
只是我们对他的体会来来去去，是我们在变。
But you can always ascend the ladder again of scripture reading and meditation and prayer and contemplation.
所以我们要从阶梯一路向上爬升，读经、默想、祷告、思考。
And by doing this, you once again can remember the great love and grace of the God who is always with you.
可以纪念神的大爱与恩典，永远与我们同在。
So as we close, I want to leave you with the words of a hymn writer, Augustus Toplady.
结束前，我要分享一个圣诗。
The business of grace is to lift us from the dust.To settle us upon Christ, the rock of ages, to put a new song of free salvation in our mouths, and to order our goings in the path of God's commandments. This it is that enables us to rejoice in the name of Christ all the day.
恩典把我们从尘土提升到基督永恒的磐石上，让我们口中唱出免费救恩的新歌，命令我们走在神的诫命的道路上。 这使我们能够在基督的名里整天喜乐。
So in 1 John 4, verses 9 and 10, what we looked at today, we learned that when you receive God's love, when you remain in God's love, when you rely on God's love, and when you rejoice in God's love, you're able to soak in the river of God's love and not get stuck on the shoreline.
所以我们从今天读的经文当中，我们就可以知道，我们了解他的爱，接受他的爱，在他的爱里头喜乐，就好像在河里头浸湿一样。
Please pray with me.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we're so grateful for the love that you give us.
天父，我们对你的爱献上无限的感谢。
And even that we don't fully understand it, we still accept it.
虽然我们无法了解，但是我们要接受。
We ask that you help us to receive you today, Jesus.
帮助我们接受耶稣基督。
We ask that you help us abide in you and depend on you to meet our daily needs and our challenges.
让我们与你同在，接受你的供应。
And help us to rejoice over how much you love us.
让我们在你对我们的爱里头喜乐。
Please cultivate within us the desire to be with you.
培养我们愿意与你同在的意念。
Through scripture and prayer and meditation and contemplation.
读经、祷告、默想、思考。
We ask that you can mature our souls.
让我们灵魂越来越成熟。
So that we may more fully understand who you are and who we are in you.
更能了解你，也更能了解我们在你的地位。
We ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
我们祈祷奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Thank you.
现在要收奉献，所以网上的弟兄还是请奉献寄到教会。